When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
All right, let's talk to our next guest, Dick Vermeil, of course, also a legendary Eagles coach, and he's brought to us every Friday as he joins us by Independence Blue Cross, the region's strongest network of doctors and hospitals, meaning you can choose where and when and how you get the care you need. Learn more at IBX.com. Good morning, Coach Vermeil.
Good morning.
Dick, you know, we've had you on many times through the years, and I don't know in the last 7 years if I've ever asked you this question, because you just heard the audio of the Eagles winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
What did it mean to you when the Eagles won that night? Can you sum, because I know it was so meaningful to so many of the former players. For you as a former coach, what was that like?
Well, I remember getting emotional. You know, I am an emotional guy anyway, and I teared up. Not because of me, I think because of the dedication of our Eagle fans and how much that would mean to the city at that time and for a lifetime. Hey, we're talking about a game that was played a few years back, and right now we're talking about it with the passion that was played yesterday. You know, that's what me, I just said, oh, my God, we finally got it for the fans. Yeah. You know, and then it trickles down to the individuals involved, Doug Peterson, the team, Jeffrey Lurie, and Howie, and all those guys. You know, it's so hard to do what they did, and that's how I felt about it.
So, Dick, you did it in '99 with the Rams, and you did it in a somewhat similar way to how Doug did it, needing to go to a backup quarterback. Now, yours was before the season. John was just talking about the confidence Doug spoke with when he talked about, yeah, we can win with Nick. I remember a press conference where you were very clear, we can win with Kurt Warner. When Trent Green got hurt, when a coach says that, or in that instance, when you said that, how much of that is you have to message that to your guys, so you got to say it? How much of that is you actually, truly, truly believe it?
Well, I think when you say something like that to the team, the credibility and the meaning and how important it is to the team is dependent on how trustworthy you are to the team, and you develop that over a period of time. When the team really trusts you, they believe you. And when they believe you in making that kind of statement, they react positively. I think they do what they can to go ahead and make their contribution because the coach told us we could be successful, and they believe him.
Coach, how likely is it that Doug Peterson can turn things around in Jacksonville? I mean, we play him this week. We expect to win this game. I mean, it might mean that the coach that we love ends up losing his job. How likely is it Doug can hang on? How bad is it?
Well, you know, I don't think it's quite as bad as people think. Number one, he's got to really improve his third down conversion ratio. That's why they're not scoring any points. They're down 31 in the league at 31% conversion ratio, you know, and Chiefs are up at 50%. So there's a big difference. They've got to do that, you know. The quarterback, Trevor, is not far off playing what he was last year. You know, heck, he's playing at 93.9 quarterback efficiency rating. That's pretty darn good. You know, that's pretty darn – Jalen's playing at 98.6. So I think – The little things within the offensive scheme and the defense isn't that much worse than they were last year. They were never great last year on defense. And the ratio of run-pass completion and that kind of stuff has got to be a little bit better. They're allowing people to run more plays than they run themselves offensively, meaning they give the opponent more opportunities to beat them. And they've got to do those little things. But, you know, early, the first four or five games, Doug was in them to the all but one, you know, with a player or two to go. So I think he can turn it around. It depends on how healthy they can remain and the rest of the schedule. Sometimes you play the toughest part of your schedule the first 6 weeks of the season, and the last 6 weeks you're playing teams as they are, and they weren't as good as they were last year, or they're better than they were last year, and you have a better feel for the caliber of your opponent the second half of the season. But he can turn them around. You know, he's taking the team to Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He knows what the hell he's doing.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, players win games, you know.
Absolutely. And what was the efficiency rating that you were talking about, Coach? Because my partner here we have a disagreement on the effectiveness of this quarterback. You're saying this quarterback, Jalen Hurts, is incredibly efficient already this year. The numbers are telling us that.
Yeah, he's at 90. I think I have him down at 98.6 quarterback efficiency rating, and there's eight guys above 100 in the league right now. So that's doing real well, and obviously we all know he's gotten better as the season goes along.
Right.
They're running the ball, they're taking more pressure off him, and he's throwing the ball extremely accurate right now.
Dick Vermeil with us as he is every Friday at this time. By the way, Coach Vermeil, happy birthday to you. I know it was your birthday 2 days ago. Happy birthday.
You know, I just soon put him off.
Come on, you can't look. 365 days every year, there's another one, and God bless you, Coach. It's phenomenal.
Thank you.
Phenomenal.
Appreciate that.
Of course. All right, so let's talk about the Eagles team as a whole here. Do you feel confident that they are one of the best teams in the conference? We're all trying to figure out where they fit into this puzzle. Do you think they're a top two or three team in the conference?
I do, and if they stay healthy, they'll continue to get better. I think they're gaining a good feel for their identity, and that affects how you put the game plans together every week. And I think it's with both coordinators, you know, the defense is so much better than they were. I mean, they're really doing a good job, and the offense is getting better. And I don't see why they just can't keep getting better if they stay healthy and be a contender for the NFC Championship.
What explains
right now,
the fire?
My stats say they're going to go 12-4 now. It didn't say that at the start of the year.
Wow.
Say they're going to win this game by 15 points. It didn't say that at the beginning of the season. But you keep adding what they're doing performance-wise to the computer. What the Eagles are doing, they're just, from a computer standpoint, they're just getting better in all categories.
That it's positive. They're building.
Yeah.
And a big reason why the defense is building so well is these young players. Cooper DeJean out there, Quinyon Mitchell. What do you make of their performance and how far ahead they are of schedule, Coach?
Well, I think being drafted where they were, I think they're meeting expectations. When you draft a guy in the first round, you expect him to play pretty well. When you draft him in the second round, you expect him to play pretty well. And those guys are playing exceptionally well. And like when Cooper makes that play last week, okay, sometimes you can't coach that. That's just instinctively within, you know that, instinctively within his own physical abilities. And bang, he explodes into a fourth down play and knocks it down. Another player may not do that, and they make first down and move the ball and beat you. So those kind of kids are really critical.
Dick Vermeil with us here. All right, so, Coach, you got them as a 12-win team now. What do you have them this week as far as the prediction for the game?
Well, it says by 15. I don't think they'll beat them by 15 points. I think they'll beat them. The advantage they have right now is when you're a pretty good football team and play a lesser team with a team with a poor record, and you play them at home, it's an advantage. When you play them in their stadium, you're traveling to their stadium, you're more apt to get upset there than you are at home playing a losing team. I've experienced it myself, and I know how it is. It hurts. But when you play a losing team at home, your percentage chances are winning better than when you play them in their field.
Coach, one final thing I want to ask you, because I actually just saw it a few minutes ago. There's an interesting article out today by ESPN on Sirianni, and I believe it relates, I haven't been able to read it all yet, but I believe it relates to Doug coming back. And of course, you know, you were the coach here. And in the story, because Nick's had his issues with fans at times, and he's over aggressive and all that. In the story, they recount Tim McManus, the writer, recounts a story from about 50 years ago when you almost went after a fan. Can you tell? Because I've seen the video of this, but I don't know the backstory much. And I know Bednarik is there trying to hold you back. What was the deal there, and did you think about that in recent weeks when people were criticizing Nick for being overzealous?
Well, it was a totally different emotion, okay? Totally different situation. You know, I was very, very intense, especially at that age in my first year here. And when someone attacks you personally, it hurts, especially when you just lost a game in the final minutes against the Cowboys, you know? And I was walking out, and then that little tunnel between the bleachers there, and some guy really blasted me. I mean, and I heard it, and I saw him. I started jumping the stands after him. And Chuck Bednarik grabbed me around the waist and pulled me back.
What were you going to do, Coach? Were you going to drop down and fight him?
I was going after him, okay? Which would have been a terrible, terrible thing to do. But at that time, young and intense, and what he said, I don't remember it all, but it was personal. It wasn't about my team or anything. It was about me. And, you know, anyway, thanks for Chuck. Part of that scene is in that highlight film.
You know, Dick, Ben Narek might have saved your job. If you get to that guy and wail away on him, you might have gotten fired.
I might have got my ass kicked.
Hey, Coach Jamil, have a wonderful Sunday enjoying the game. And once again, happy birthday. We love you. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, there he is, the great legendary Eagles coach.
He is the best.
And Dick Vermeil, as he always is, reminder to everyone, get yourself Vermeil wines. It's the best. I've got a couple bottles at home.
Get some for Thanksgiving. It's so good.
100%. Get some for the holidays. Yep. Delicious Vermeil wines. If you live in PA or New Jersey, it can be shipped directly to your home. The website, VermeilWines.com. That's VermeilWines.com for Coach's entire
wine
selection.
What a great idea. Ship it for Thanksgiving. Totally. It's great. Yeah. The white, the red, you can get it all right there at your house, right in time for the holidays.
Love it.